For this Monday, November 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting it. There was a Mount Vernon High School student that was named the Courier and Press Student of the Week last week. John Campbell received 45% of the votes at couriercrest.com. He is a senior at Mount Vernon High School that has a 4.0 GPA, is a member of the National Honor Society, and is also a member of the tennis, basketball, and baseball teams. Campbell has the goal of being a chemical engineer. This past Friday was sectional championship night for high school football across the state of Indiana. Locally, in the Class 5A Sectional 16, Castle beat North 31-21. The Knights will play at Bloomington South in the regional on Friday. In the Class 4A Sectional 24, Wright's cruise past Boonville 35-6. The Panthers will travel to Martinsville on Friday for their regional matchup. The Class 3A Sectional 32 saw Heritage Hills knock off Memorial 38-24. The Patriots will get North Harrison at home on Friday for their regional game. Girls high school basketball began this past weekend, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats played a pair of games to start their season. On Friday, Mount Vernon lost at Harrison 47-20, and then got beat at home on Saturday by Gibson Southern 52-5. They will play again at Tell City on Thursday. Now, North Posey girls basketball, they start their season this weekend with two games. The Vikings headed Gibson Southern on Friday and traveled to Wood Memorial on Saturday. Switching to local college basketball from over the weekend, Evansville men's basketball breezed past Brush at home 96-49. The Purple Aces improved to 1-1 and will journey to Middle Tennessee State on Wednesday. Evansville women's basketball earned a 65-63 victory at home over Wright State yesterday. The Lady Aces are now 1-1 in the young season. They welcome Southeast Missouri State on Thursday. USI men's basketball did not play over the weekend, but they start a three-game road trip this evening at Marshall at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 0-2 on the year after a pair of overtime losses last week at DePaul and at home against Bucknell. USI women's basketball got tripped up at 17th ranked Louisville on Friday, 75-51. They now sit at 1-1 overall and will play another road game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Murray State. From the NBA, the Indiana Pacers were able to defeat the New York Knicks at home on Sunday, 132-121. For the Pacers, Benedict Mathurin poured in a career-high 38 points, Tyrese Haliburton added 35 points and 14 assists, and Miles Turner chimed in with 26 points. The Pacers improved to 5-5 and will be in Orlando on Wednesday to square off against the Magic. Finishing up with Week 10 of the NFL from yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts lost at home to the Buffalo Bills by a final score of 30-20. It's now three straight losses for the Colts as they slipped to 4-6 on the year. Colts quarterback Joe Flacco was 26-35 for 272 yards, two touchdowns, and three interceptions. Running back Jonathan Taylor rushed the ball 21 times for 114 yards. Indy plays at the New York Jets on Sunday. The Chicago Bears suffered a 19-3 loss in Chicago against the New England Patriots. Chicago slips to 4-5 on the season. The Bears will travel to Green Bay on Sunday to take on their rival Packers. And the Tennessee Titans stumbled in Los Angeles against the Chargers 27-17. Tennessee quarterback Will Levis was 18-23 passing for 175 yards and two touchdowns. The Titans dipped to 2-7 overall. They return home on Sunday and welcome the Minnesota Vikings. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, November 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.